الله والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن والاه وبعد. My dear brothers and sisters, we come to the second of the tools of living in this world. And as we were speaking about for the last couple of days, the first one is ta'alluq ma Allah, to connect with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu, and the way to do that primarily is through tahajjud. The second of the tools is to develop taqwa. And it's appropriate that we speak about that because we are in the month of Ramadan, which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala specifically mentioned is for the purpose of developing taqwa. Allah said, Kutiba alaykum usiyamu kama kutiba ala alladhina min qablikum la'allakum tattaqoon. Fasting has been prescribed on you as it was prescribed for people before you, so that you may develop taqwa. Now, what is taqwa? Taqwa is the concern to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Taqwa is not fear of Allah. Taqwa is fear of displeasing Allah. And we fear to displease Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala because we love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the natural outcome of ta'alluq ma'allah. So we develop ta'alluq with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as a result of which we love Allah Jalla Jalaluhu, and because we love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we hate to displease Him. And that is taqwa. And this taqwa is something that is the best and biggest resource for a Muslim, for a human being and for a Muslim. There's no resource which is better and superior to taqwa. And one of the many reasons why it is the best resource is because taqwa completely changes the perspective of a person. Taqwa makes a person look at the challenges of life, the victories and joys of life, the defeats of life, in a completely different way. And that completely different way makes everything positive. It takes away all the negatives. A person who has taqwa, when he sees a difficulty, when he faces a difficulty in life, he remembers Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said when he mentioned this, and he said, وَمَنْ يَتَّقِ اللَّهَ يَجْعَلْ لَهُ مَخْرَجًا وَيَرْزُقُهُ مِنْ حَيْثُ لَا يَحْتَسِبُ وَمَنْ يَتَوَكَّلْ عَلَى اللَّهِ فَهُوَ حَسْبُهُ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, the one who has taqwa, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will extract him from his difficulties. So the one who has taqwa, when he faces a difficulty, he is not afraid. He is not afraid, he does not lose hope, he doesn't lose enthusiasm, he does not become discouraged, intimidated. He waits and looks forward to the help of Allah, because Allah has promised to help. So he does his part, and then he waits for the help of Allah Jalla Jalaluhu, which is certain to come, because this is the wa'ada of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So when he faces a difficulty, he faces it completely with positiveness, because he knows that Allah said He will help, so He will help. Where Allah said that He will remove you and He will extract you from your difficulties. So the one who has taqwa, his whole perspective on life changes. Whereas without taqwa, if you face a difficulty in life, then the chances are that you are going to be afraid, intimidated, and then depending on the extent of the difficulty, you might end up despairing, you might end up running away. But the person of taqwa does not do any of that, because he remembers Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalala, who is constantly and consciously aware of Allah, and that's the meaning of taqwa. And as a result of which, he is aware of the promises of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and Allah promised to extract the person with taqwa. وَمَنْ يَتَّقِ اللَّهِ. Allah said, the one who has taqwa, يَجْعَلْ لَهُ مَخْرَجًا, that He will extract him from his difficulties. When the person of taqwa faces the victories of life, he does something, faces tremendous difficulties, and he beats it, and he gets victory. Then what does he do? Then again he remembers the word of Allah Jalla Jalaluhu, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, إِذَا جَاءَ نَصْرُ اللَّهِ وَالْفَتْحِ وَرَأَيْتَ النَّاسَ يَدْخُلُونَ فِي دِينِ اللَّهِ أَفْوَاجًا فَصَبِّحْ بِحَمْدِ رَبِّكَ وَاسْتَغْفِرُهُ إِنَّهُ كَانَ تَوَّابًا. He remembers Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's word, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, when the victory of Allah comes, when the help of Allah comes, إِذَا جَاءَ نَصْرُ اللَّهِ وَالْفَتْحِ, as a result of the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when you are victorious, when the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala comes, and as a result of the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you are victorious. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala described what is the best and only victory. Because in Islam, grabbing somebody's land is not victory. In Islam, this is haram. In Islam, grabbing somebody's wealth is not victory. Killing people is not victory. Enslaving people is not victory. Islam does not permit you to do any of this. Islam does not permit you to invade a country and to enslave those people. People who are free, Islam does not allow you to enslave them. This is all kinds of misconceptions that people are laboring under for no rhyme or reason. In Islam, the only victory is when people come into Islam. When the doors of Hidayah are opened. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned that, and He said, not one or two or three or 10 or 15 people coming into Islam, but people coming in armies. Huge numbers of people, entire countries, entire cities accepting Islam. And this can only and only happen with the help of Allah Jalla Jalla. Because Hidayat has not been given into the hands of anybody. Only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can give Hidayat. And so therefore, Allah described His victory, and then He told the person of taqwa, what must he do when he sees this victory? Should he say, wow, I am the champ? No. فَسَبِّهْ بِحَمْدِ رَبِّكْ. Make tasbih of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Be conscious of the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then, وَاسْتَغْفِرُ. Make tawbah. Make istighfar. And what is this tawbah and istighfar for? Why are you being asked to make tawbah and istighfar when you have not committed any sin? You actually did what Allah wanted you to do and Allah gave you victory. But Allah is saying, make istighfar. Why? Because this istighfar is for the kibr, the takabbur and the pride that comes into a person when he faces victory. Especially when he faces victory with respect to deen. Said, because of me, these people are accepting Islam. La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. If you feel that, then you have destroyed yourself. You have destroyed yourself. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَاسْتَغْفِرُوا إِنَّهُ كَانَ تَوَّابًا. Make tawbah, make istighfar, and verily Allah is the one who forgives. So the perspective of a person of taqwa, when he faces victory, completely changes. He does not become full of himself, he does not become arrogant, he is not keen that this victory must be known by the whole world. Immediately put it on Facebook, put it here, put it there, tell people about it. La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. No. Tell people what? Allah gave victory. It's Allah's. Nothing to do with me. Tell them what? So the whole perspective of the person changes because of taqwa. And then when the first person faces defeat, when the person faces defeat, and defeat in a worldly sense, when he does something and he suffers loss as a result of what he faced, then what happens? Then he immediately again, because he has taqwa, he remembers the word of Allah Jalla Jalla. And what did Allah say? وَلَنَبْلُوَنَّكُمْ بِشَيْءٍ مِّنَ الْخَوْفِ وَالْجُوعِ وَنَقْصٍ مِّنَ الْأَمْوَالِ وَالْأَنفُسِ وَالثَّمَرَاتِ وَبَشِّرِ الصَّابِرِينَ الَّذِينَ إِذَا أَصَابَتْهُمْ مُصِيبَةٌ قَالُوا إِنَّا لِلَّهِ وَإِنَّا إِلَيْهِ رَاجِعُونَ أُولَٰئِكَ عَلَيْهِمْ صَلَوَاتٌ مِّن رَّبِّهِمْ وَرَحْمَةٌ وَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْمُهْتَدُونَ. Allah Jalla Jalaluhu said, surely we will test you. So when the person is facing defeat, when the person is facing loss, he says, this has to happen. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala promised to test. Surely we will test you. How? بِخَوْفْ وَجُوْ وَنَقْسِمْ مِنَ الْأَمْوَالِ وَالْأَنفُسِ وَالثَّمَرَاتِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will test through fear. He will test through hunger, meaning loss of property, loss of wealth, loss of business. And then he will, وَجُوِ وَنَقْسِ مِنَ الْأَمْوَالِ, and with loss of wealth and your mal, وَأَنْفُثِ وَالثَّمَرَاتِ, and loss in yourself, meaning health, and ثَمَرَاتِ, meaning children. So children's health, maybe death of somebody and so on. All of these are the tests of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, yes, I will. وَلَنَبْلُوَنَّكُمْ. Verily and surely we will test. And then Allah said what? وَبَشِّرِ الصَّابِرِينَ. And great good news and great bashara for the people who have sabr. And who are the people who have sabr? أَلَّذِينَ إِذَا أَصَابَتْهُمْ مُصِيبَةٌ قَالُوا إِنَّا لِلَّهِ وَإِنَّا إِلَيْهِ رَاجِعُونَ. These are the people when they face these difficulties, when they face these masaib, they say, we are from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and to Allah is our return. Somebody dies, some loss happens and so on. The person is not lamenting, he is not throwing mud on his face, he is not tearing his clothes, he is not saying, oh, why did God do this to me? He couldn't find anybody else, I was the only one. No, la hawla wa quwwata illa billah. He says, Alhamdulillah, inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi rajiun. This was from Allah, it went back to Allah. And then what does Allah say? Allah says, ulaika alayhim, on such people, salawatum min rabbihim. Allah sends salam on those people. You know, just think about that. One thing is worth what? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sends salam on his Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah says, ulaika alayhim salawatum min rabbihim, from their Rabb. Wa rahmah, and Allah's rahmah descends on those people. Wa ulaika humul muhtadun, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is giving the certificate and saying, these are the people who are rightly guided. Who? The people who in times of difficulty do not complain, don't groan and moan, they don't grumble, they don't complain. They say, inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. And that's why in a hadith, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that if I have nothing more to give. See the words of the hadith. Allah says, I have nothing more to give to the person other than Jannatul Firdaus for someone whose dear person, someone who's dear to them, I take away. And that person says, inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. He doesn't complain. He has sabr. When that happens, when there is a loss, you suffer a loss because of the death of a dear person close to you, and you don't mourn and scream and grumble and whatnot, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, then for you, I have nothing better to give than Jannah. So taqwa completely changes the perspective of the individual. So imagine the person has challenges, he faces them with great courage and happiness. The person faces a loss, he says, Alhamdulillah. The person faces victories, the person says, Alhamdulillah, this is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Imagine how the person, every aspect of the person's life is changed because of taqwa. Tomorrow we'll talk about how taqwa protects, inshallah. And that's for tomorrow. For today, think about this and let us think about how can we develop taqwa in ourselves. Alhamdulillah, Allah has given us this month and this fasting, which is for the purpose of developing taqwa. Let us monitor ourselves and say, today we have finished half the month, we have crossed the half line of the month. What has happened? Has any change taken place in ourselves? Can you feel the change? Ask the people who are with you, do they see the change in you? Because if that's not happening, if they are not seeing the change in you, and if I'm also not feeling the change in myself, then obviously 15 days have gone down the drain. That's not good news. So therefore, let us seriously think about ourselves and monitor and reflect. Right? This is not only words. This is actual sense. You are in the scanner. So look at yourself and say, how have I changed? And you should be able to measure that change. Specifically, see it and measure it. If you can't measure it, it's not there. You think it is there. It's not there. So how is that change? And some of the places to measure, take for example the salah. How has my salah improved? What in the quality of my salah has improved? What in the quality of my behavior has improved to people? And so on and so forth. So we'll talk about that also, inshallah, tomorrow. But today, let us do that. Look and say, what is the level of my taqwa? How has it changed? We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to help you to increase your taqwa, to be pleased with you and never to be displeased, and to give you the benefit and noor of taqwa in your hearts. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyil kareem wa alihi wa sahbihi ajmain. Bi rahmatika arhamar rahim.